we called a meeting among ourselves. We met. We discussed our problems. We discussed the way forward. We assessed our chances, what is happening. We oiled our electoral machine here in Ashanti. And I can, as you can see, I'm speaking with confidence and exuberance that we are satisfied with what we've done so far. We left with less than 94 days for the elections. And I can assure you, you, the media men, who have here gathered, that we are ready for the elections. We want this country to appreciate that. What is going to happen is that, in Ashanti particularly, we're going to have a landslide, and indeed a one-touch victory in this country. And I want you to let the NDC know that we are prepared to meet them boot for boot. And when I say boot for boot, it's nothing except on the battlefield of this election. We hope that we are all going to play it fair. There wouldn't be any hanky-panky. We definitely will respect this country, electoral laws, and so forth, and do what is expected of us. We've done well. We've explained what is happening. We've taken time. The manager for the election had gone on, and he himself had taken time to explain what we ought to do, what to do, and we are ready to do that. So I can assure you, we are ready. We definitely are winning this election. The EC has played its role. We have played our role.
And the media should play their role.
We have commented on and brought issues concerning reforms and so forth. Some are being implemented. We can't say we are entirely satisfied, but be it as it may, we are ready for it. Oh, we definitely in Ashanti region, over 90, we will expect it in Ashanti region. But in Ghana, we will definitely have a landslide. We are not going for 52, 53, as some people are saying. We are aiming at over 60. And as I said, it's a one-touch landslide victory for us. And you, I can assure you, quite, look, wait, a few minutes from hence, the presidential candidate will join us here. And he's going around all over the northern regions in his camp. And he can assure you, maybe after this, you could talk to him. I have been there. I was also there a couple of days now with him in Tamale. I wish you were there. What I'm saying is that this country is fed up with the NDC, is fed up an incompetent government, is fed up with a government that is corrupt, is fed up with a government that is not performing. There is a need for change. Come 7 December, there will be a change.